Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Over the last few weeks, a wide range of restrictions have been lifted. Last Monday, the children returned to sports training in pods and the golfers and the tennis players were back in action. Yesterday, we got even more clarity about the timetable for other activities and when they might kick back into action. But what about the people who cheer from the sidelines and are passionate fans of a particular sport whose chosen hobby or activity is not clearly part of any roadmap yet? They're still stuck at home thinking of the good old days when gangs of like-minded supporters would meet up together. Well, Evelyn O'Rourke has been talking to some of these frustrated sports fans. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. This is not as straightforward, even though we might think it is, as outdoors versus indoors.
No, I mean, it's not. A few weeks ago, it may have been. But as we know now, for example, gyms and swimming pools, you know, they are lined up to reopen in some shape or form now. And of course, yesterday, there was that broad welcome from many sports fans for this news. But as we know, we're still away from a return to full normal activity. And in terms of the activities that I've been looking at, if you're a player, say for football or GAA, then you will be back training. But for the fans who really enjoy their friends and the crack on the sidelines, it's still unclear. And talking to people, Claire, they are missing these routines and just that joy that being involved in a club in whatever form brings. And they talk about their concern too, actually, about people losing interest in games and the younger fans maybe drifting off too as well. And a good example of this are the football supporter clubs, like the League of Ireland fans. You know, of course they can watch matches from afar, but there's a hugely exciting social part to being that committed fan to a club like Shamrock Rovers or Sligo Rovers. And suddenly, as we know, overnight that was all disrupted. And now over a year later, fans say, look, we're still locked out of the grounds. And they know that Minister Catherine Martin has indicated that they're looking at trialling bigger sports events in the coming months, and they'll welcome that. But at this point, they don't have a definite date in the calendar where they can put the team scarves back on, and they understand, of course, necessary precautions at the time, but now they are asking for some kind of clarity on that timeline.
Absolutely, everyone wants a bit of clarity now. Evelyn, you went to visit the Shamrock Rovers home at Talla Stadium, a very quiet place to be.
Yeah, it was quiet. I mean, the fact the last time I was there was to do a report about how it was being changed and run as a COVID testing centre. But when I'm back the other day, it was so quiet and so empty. And I met up with Paul Weaver. Paul is a passionate Shamrock Rovers fan. He's also deeply involved with the Junior Hoops, which is the junior part of the supporter club. And he points to the UK, for example, and he says, you know, they are allowing limited fan numbers in. And he asks why we can't do that here. So we stood outside the locked gates of the stadium, and he pointed out that football grounds like this one, you know, they're outdoors. There's plenty of entrances and exits, totally controllable, and he'd love to know when they might get back to some sort of sideline action, as they are all missing it, young and old.
Today it's like a bit of a ghost town, to be honest, around Talla Stadium. Normally on kind of match nights, the place gets going about 5 o'clock in the evening, and then it really starts going, and by kind of 7:30, the place is just jumping and the shop is open and people are getting their scarves and they're bringing their kids and they're meeting their grandparents, and it's a family collective. Whereas the cars pull in, players pull in, and it's just no atmosphere at all. It's absolutely awful.
You and I are standing in basically an empty car park. The last time I was here, it was because it was a COVID testing centre.
Been huge changes. I think, to be honest, there will be changes. And look, we've come to expect that. Anyone that goes into the stadium is COVID tested and temperature checked. Look, that's just protocol. But I think, to be honest, most of the fans would take that at this stage now, just go back in and see a game. If they had to wear a mask at the match, well, then they could. And if they had to be socially distanced, well, then that could be done as well. You know, like the size of our stadium here, it's incomprehensible that we can't get 1,000 people into a 9,000-seater stadium and have them socially distanced. I mean, they're doing it right across the Premier League in the UK, and they're getting 4,000 or 5,000 people into the games, no problem. So we should be able to do it here, just to kind of get back to the bit of life and a bit of normality.
Even when the team won the league that night, the atmosphere was just awful. It was great to win the league. It was fantastic to be back on top of the league where we belong. But to be honest, like when the team turned around and put the trophy up in the air, it just felt wrong. The fans weren't there. The stands weren't bouncing. The songs weren't being sung. It was just awful.
Now, I know one of the things you love is encouraging the Junior Hoops.
Well, the Junior Hoops, they're a great band of kids. We've got 150 kids. They're as passionate about Shamrock Rovers as they are about any other Premier League club in the UK. And that's why we try and keep engaged with them. We've had a number of events on Zoom. Recently, we ran an Ask Me Anything idea where we brought two players in every week. The kids were allowed pretty much ask them any questions. For instance, what hair products do you use? You know, if you had to lose a right leg or a left leg, or play for Dundalk, which leg would you lose first? But it just kept the kids going, which is just kind of keep them interested, and that's really where we are, you know. Apart from anything else, we have a kind of a broad range of elderly people as well as young people who come to our matches, and for them as well, this is their thing, this is their Friday night, this is where they meet their friends, you know, and they've had it for 60, 70, 80 years, some of them, and to just suddenly taken away from them, it's detrimental to their health.
Paul there from the Junior Hoop Supporters Club at Shamrock Rovers, Evelyn. He makes the point that the sociable part of this kind of activity is just so important, isn't it?
Of course. And I mean, it was a recurring theme amongst the people I spoke to. And the next activity I looked into, Claire, was darts, a hugely popular game again for so many fans across the country. And for so many too, those local leagues, they're competitive, they're a part of the weekly routines and great fun. But dart leagues, of course, take place mainly in pubs and bars. So there's no real guideline to when they might return. But at this stage, it's not even the prospect of bars being allowed to open up that matters to fans, but more that they are concerned that many of those smaller pubs and bars that used to host the competitions may possibly not open up again and the leagues will be permanently disrupted. And I met up with one man, Michael Mahon, who is a dedicated sports fan. He lives in Ballymun and one of the key organisers of the Ballymun Towers pub darts team, both as a player and a supporter. And he makes the point that both men's and ladies' teams have been severely disrupted and they are really a popular outlet for everyone, you know. He's been involved in the North City Darts League and he really misses it. And he says that some of the venues, like those smaller pubs, he suspects could be closed permanently after COVID. And the knock-on effect for men and ladies' league could be huge. And he says they're all just really, really miss it. So here, Michael Mahon from the Ballymun Towers pub darts team tells me more.
There was a team based in the North City League that we'd have every Wednesday night. You'd have one player, but he'd play three games. So it'd be the best of three games. Hopefully that you win two.
And what time would it start? Can you tell me what time it would end?
Supposed to start at 9:30. It was run right and correct. It'd be finished about 11 o'clock. Then you'd have your little ding-dong sing-song and then after.
So your kind of home pub was the Towers in Ballymun. Then you'd travel for different fixtures.
We played in Baldoy, we played in Finglas. We played anywhere around the North Side because it was the North City League.
And what is it about darts for you? Why do you love darts?
It's just a sport I picked up, kept with it, and I came fairly good at it. Most of my players now, they were even better than me. We had great players. Some that we've lost were very good players. They should have been television darts. But they never went any further than that. They just loved the crack on the Wednesday with the lads. And
what are your hopes for that tournament you were in the pubs?
I don't think it's actually gone. I could see it coming back because the lads that's in and out are a younger group and they want to see it coming back, you know, because they love the darts as well. And hopefully, please God, in the near future will.
You're worried, though, that some of the pubs won't reopen again?
I can't see most of the pubs opening up again, you know what I mean? Like, if you look at Queen's Dead in Drumcondra, that's closed down now. There's a couple of pubs around town that's closed up. Small pubs, I can't see coming back. Hopefully they will, and they get back on their feet, you know, and everybody be back enjoying themselves, please God.
Once they announce the reopening, you'll be ready to go?
Oh, we'll be ready. I'll have my team and I'll ready to go again, yes.
What's your team called?
One of the guys there that we had was a very good player, Tony Hayden. We named the team after him, Tony Z. But a group that we really started over, we were called the Slappers. And we had some crack in them days. That's true, yeah. I'd say it will come back, but it won't be as good as it was years ago.
And it's the crack, it's the fun, it's...
Yeah, the whole combines into one. And you meet nice people as well, like, I mean, that's the good thing about it. The amount of people that you meet and friends you make over the years through a league as well, like, you know what I mean?
And you miss it. I mean, this year's been very quiet for you.
Totally has been very quiet, and it is gone, yeah. We do miss it. A couple of lads have asked me, like, when is it going to happen again? I said, we just have to wait and see. Please God, if it opens next year, we'll see what happens.
Michael Mahon on the darts there, and there are so many other sports activities and hobbies, Evelyn, that have been disrupted by COVID and the restrictions. One of them, which again looks like it could be one of the last to come back in action, is bridge.
Yeah, I mean, we know the bridge clubs are scattered around the country and bridge fans love their bridge, and they have gone online in some cases, Claire, and are playing their games over Zoom, but they miss the interaction and the social element of the games and the clubs, and they recognise that so many members are in that older, more vulnerable category, and of course, although many would be vaccinated, they do like to play in big groups. So the numbers of people who will be allowed to meet up from different households will be key here. But talking to them, they feel that bridge clubs, for so many reasons, may be one of the last to kick back in action. And I got to talk to Norma Madden, and Norma is a passionate bridge player with the Glasnevin Bridge Club. And here she tells me more.
I started playing bridge about 50 years ago. When I moved to Dublin first, I had no friends and it was recommended that I start playing bridge. I took classes and have been playing since.
You love bridge.
I love it. It's a very addictive game.
Explain to me about the addiction, because people who love bridge are passionate about it.
Every hand of bridge is different. Nobody knows what they're going to get when they open up their 13 cards. As well as that, it's a partnership game. So it does involve communication between the partnerships.
How often would you have played bridge? How big a part of your weekly routine is it?
I played two nights a week regularly. I also played at weekends. We went to many congresses around the country where several hundred players would meet up. If you wanted to, you could go and play bridge anywhere around the country, any weekend in the year.
So this all got disrupted for you overnight last March.
Totally disrupted. Way back when it was announced in all the clubs around the country that we were closing down until further notice, it was absolutely devastating. And of course, the question on everybody's lips was, when will we be back? And we're still not back.
When do you think you might be back?
Now, that's a burning question. It will probably be the last of the sports to get back because we play in a confined space. There's also the question of handling the cards, which makes it difficult. So I don't think we will see it in 2021, unfortunately.
It must be a huge gap.
It is, because for many, the only social event in the week was going out to play bridge. I know I'm missing it. But then I've been lucky that we've been able to switch to online bridge. That is working very well for those of us who were fortunate enough to have some computer skills and adequate broadband.
But it's not the same.
Of course, it will never be the same because it's a social game. You do need to be in the room with people and we may be stuck with it for a while yet.
But you would love to be back in the room.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt at all about that. And I would say 90% of bridge players would like to be back in the room.
That's Norma Madden there ending Evelyn's report. And I think plenty of people were nodding along thinking about how much they're missing their favourite activity too, including Ian and Claire, who's texted to say no mention of motorsport. There hasn't been a closed road rally since March 2020. We have no roadmap. And another listener asks us not to forget bowling alleys. So if there are any other hobbies or sports that you feel haven't been addressed in the latest plan to reopen, 51551, let us know. We might even try and get some answers for you. Now, we're talking about spelling. Should we start spelling words in the English language like how they sound? We'll hear an argument for that in just a moment.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.